Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I am Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us here this morning is Paul Andre with Honeybee. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And yourself?
Good, good. Let's talk about, you have a relatively new combine header. Let's talk about it. What all are some of the special features? You said it's been out for approximately 3 years.
That's right. It's a draper head, which is pretty common to the market now. But difference being ours is mechanically driven so that we were able to get about 2,500 pounds of weight out of it without actually sacrificing any structural strength in the frame. And a lot of guys like that, especially if it's a little muddy during harvest time. Have that reduced weight. It's mechanically driven off the combine feeder house PTOs on both sides.
Okay, all right. So hearing good things from the growers who have this.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the demos we did last year, the guys ordered heads for 19, and we've had some repeat customers that started with one that have gone to two or three now, and in Munich and Hansborough and different places in the state. So it's been well received.
What are some of the biggest benefits?
Besides the reduced weight, we have a lower cutting height, which in edible beans or navies, pintos can be quite advantageous. Also ground speeds. A lot of guys are finding they're picking up 1 or 2 mile an hour on their ground speed because of the torque we have and the cutting capability that it has.
Okay. And being lighter too, can you go faster or?
Yeah, there's less bounce. If you have a little bit of uneven ground with 2,000 pounds less or 2,500 pounds less, mm-hmm. does allow you to travel faster that way as well.
And keeping more beans in it, less loss?
Right. We do have some customers that will add an AWS air bar to the head, which we don't manufacture, but a lot of them run them in edibles or pulse crops without the air and find they get along very well.
Okay.
But there's a lot of advantage to the head, and we do demo. We do as many as we possibly can every year. I had 3 heads on demo last year, so.
Sure. Is there a particular bean that it does the best on, or does it matter?
No, actually, we have these heads in all over the world, Denmark, South America, all of North America. So they run in pretty much every crop imaginable and do a nice job. We have a hydraulic cross auger option for peas or canola, your fluffier crops, and a lot of guys order those even if they're just doing grain, because there can be certain years when crop conditions vary.
And sure. This one, what size is this one that we're looking at right now?
We're just showing a 36 foot here because of our limitation on space, but one of our popular sizes is 40, and we have some 45s and even some 50 foots out in North Dakota. I'd say 40 is the most popular, probably.
That 50, that's big.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them out, but there's a few. The guys generally have to extend the unloading auger on the combine when they go to that width, but there's getting to be more of it.
Sure. Yeah. And tell us about Honeybee. You're based out of Canada.
Yeah, I'm out of Bismarck, but the manufacturing company is in Frontier, Saskatchewan, which is northeast of Havre, Montana. It was founded about 30 years ago by Greg and Glenn Honey. They are fairly large farmers themselves in Canada, and they kind of started farming before they ever got into the manufacturing business. But now the company has grown to fairly sizable. We build draper heads for John Deere, Case, and New Holland for their swather tractors. And I know there's not a lot of those in the valley, but there's a lot of areas. Minot, they use them in canola and that sort of thing. So we do build for the majors on the swather side, and we market the combine head under the Honeybee label.
More Inside Ag is up next.